Okay, we get it.
Shania Twain, A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
5 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Hurricane Dorian picking up steam in the Atlantic with maximum sustained winds increasing to 80 miles per hour. Fox News meteorologist Rick Reichmuth.
The storm is across the northeastern part of the Caribbean last couple of days. It kind of kept jogging towards the north and kind of recentering. That really spared Puerto Rico the brunt of it. It also spared the storm from really big mountains that would rip it apart. So the storm's staying intact.
Forecasters warning Dorian could reach Category 3 strength as the storm approaches the mainland U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the Pentagon is concerned about North Korea's recent missile tests.
We want to understand what they're doing, why they're doing, etc. But on the other hand, we're not going to overreact. We want to take a measured response and make sure that we don't close the door to diplomacy.
The North conducting 7 short-range missile tests in the past month. America is listening to Fox News.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Oh! Actually, the anniversary is tomorrow, but we're celebrating tonight at Bomb Hours after the show. And Boudel brings the bluebell.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a... It'll look like a giant ice cream cake.
Yeah.
We pull the lid off. We'll put candles on it. I don't think we have 14. Let me see. Always carry a box of candles. One of the things you learn, if you pay attention to me, you will learn how to be prepared for moments in life.
So always keep candles on me?
Somewhere.
Okay. You mean like literal wax candles?
Let me give you a quick example. Let's
say, not a euphemism for one of you like 70s dopers.
Will you listen?
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you.
I'm all ears. I'm
trying to give you advice that could change your life.
You have my attention, sir. You just dropped a candle.
I saw it. Now I'm going to roll over it and cut it in half. Where'd it go? Oh, it's in the chair.
No, that's part of the box.
Let's say you go on a date with a girl.
All right.
And you like it. You like her. So you're excited about having a second date, but you want to do something really show your confidence.
Sure.
In the chemistry. I only have 11.
Well, that's disappointing. You're not as prepared as you thought you were.
Joey!
I'll tell you what, we'll celebrate the 11 years we've been on FM out of the 14. How about
well
that?
Done.
Let's do that. There you go.
Nice save. So, what
so
about
put
the
candles. So if let's say you go on the second date.
All right. Where are we going?
Out to eat.
All right.
And your price category, I'm gonna say Applebee's.
That's about right.
There's nothing wrong with Applebee's.
How about Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
Or Bomb Hours.
Or Bomb Hours.
You can eat efficiently at Bomb Hours.
Right.
And you go to the waitress and say, I want a cupcake. And or some cake, something. Mm-hmm. Assuming mm-hmm. that the dinner's gone well. And you're pretty sure the evening's going to end well.
So we're going to have a long conversation.
So the waitress brings the cake mm-hmm. to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Then you pull out 2 candles and light them. And she'll say, ooh, what's the occasion? And you'll say, it's our second date anniversary. She's going to go wild for you. She'll think you're
adorable.
Maybe. That's
what do you think of that? What do you think of that advice?
What a bunch of crap.
Yeah, it's okay. One possibility. She might also be like, who the hell is this freak? It's only a second date.
He's moving too fast. All right. I just thought I'd try. I try to help him, and I get rejected. It's probably because I'm not a Catholic. I went to many Catholic churches. Married 2 of them. But I've never been baptized. I was baptized I was circumcised and Episcopalian, baptized as a Baptist, but that was that Pam Krause story you've heard before. Nobody wants to hear that again. Let's talk about your CBD store, where solutions to pain, sleep issues, and others can be found at this wonderful boutique in the plaza on the west side. What you do is you turn south off Chantilly Parkway by the Bojangles, make your first left and then your first right, and the plaza is right across from Renfro's Adams Drugs. And your CBD store is there, and it's staffed by Marisa and Laurie, who really know these products inside out. We have helped not only ourselves with better sleep, and I used one of the topical treatments when I had that pain on the side of my head. Helped that immediately. Within 24 hours, it was gone. But our dogs, too. Sent a bottle to Janelle for her dog, Bella, who's got some arthritis issues in her hind legs and was having trouble standing up. Not completely, but obviously struggling because of pain. In 2 days, Bella has had vastly improved results and is able to get up on her feet much quicker and is sleeping well, too. These products can help. They're made from industrialized hemp. There is no pot in any of this. This is totally legal and was made legal by the Farm Bill passed last year. So there's no risk. This is not addictive stuff. It's effective stuff. Stop by your CBD store, open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you want to call ahead, 593-0818 is the number for your CBD store. Traffic and weather, and then Brad McDonald joins us.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we still have some problems on I-65 northbound. There is an accident just before you get to the Cobbs Ford Road. It looks like it's in the left lane, and it has traffic jacked up all the way back to Highway 143, so use care in that area. If you're on the boulevard, everybody is moving along just fine. It's really crowded, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on I-85, we don't have any delays for you other than the slowdown that you see every afternoon in the downtown area near the interchange. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems. They keep your pet safe and at home and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Labor Day weekend has an increased risk of road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. Plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
SQ with Alabama News Network. Anthony J. Thomas Jr. is wanted by the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force for murder, assault, burglary, and firing a firearm into an unoccupied vehicle. He goes by the street name Wook and should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on his whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Prattville residents will no longer have to separate their recyclable items when taking out the trash. The new recycling program in effect now can include everything in the household garbage. However, the city does request that you continue separating all cardboard and paper products for curbside collection. The Black AIDS Institute met at the Capitol today to announce the rollout of a plan to end the HIV epidemic in America. The initiative is designed to transform the nature of HIV testing, treatment, and advocacy in Black communities across the U.S. and ultimately end HIV by those most impacted by it. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have better weather news for you. We have some nicer air coming in. You'll feel this evening, tonight, and tomorrow night. And in fact, a little cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, tolerable humidity, high around 92. Down to 67 by the first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still dry during the day on Friday, but random storms will return for the Labor Day weekend. Spotty storms here and there, plus a lot of humidity as well. Just in time for the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I just reposted that that school cartoon that in two panels describes what I just ranted about at the end of last hour. Because All we're doing right now is basically this.
We must do something about this immediately, immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
All right, there's been enough harumphing. Let's get it fixed. And we hope to have an opportunity to discuss that with both of the finalists in the mayoral race at some point in the very near future, after Labor Day weekend, I'm sure. Right now, joining us, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
Donald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And it looks to me like the recession ended again today.
That's pretty good.
They keep trying to sell us this, but the people that invest, that show confidence or lack of, they seem to be confident today. It's good.
Yeah, no, it is good. I mean, we this rally today, I mean, the market needed some kind of good news, some sort of positive sign. And one of the key things they keep up with is energy. Energy is a big sort of bellwether, if you will, in terms of supply, demand, overall health of the economy. Well, U.S. stockpiles really dropped a heck of a lot more than was expected. It even shocked me. And so we saw U.S. crude prices going up. That's great for America. You know, I mean, it really is. It means we're selling a lot of oil somewhere.
We're energy independent, which is great, too.
Well, yeah, we really are. But I think, again, you know, sometimes I think we talk about America. Okay, America's going to go into a recession. And I keep saying I don't believe that the case. As a matter of fact, if I had to put odds on it, and this is just strictly me, I'd say maybe a 20% chance. And that's not based on some sort of a hope or whatever. I look at the data, as everyone knows, and we look at a lot of different data points, and there's nothing I see really in terms of U.S. domestic that indicates that's going to happen. The problem we're dealing with here is that there's just so much fear in the world. When you look at China is really not doing well. China is slowing down at a very, very rapid pace. That's beginning to impact emerging markets. You see a decline in exports from emerging markets. That's not very comforting. Then you look at all the stuff that's going on in the UK with the Brexit issue. You know, Europe is already on the verge of a recession. We know this. You see all the negative yields throughout Europe. That's a clear sign that, you know, things aren't well. And the data there would back it up as well. So a hard Brexit, if that starts to form, you know, come to materialize, is only going to worsen the situation. So you're seeing all this money around the world, trillions of dollars that are flooding into treasuries, and now we've got this inverted yield curve, and that's got everybody all hot and bothered thinking, oh, well, this is clearly a sign that the U.S. is going to go into recession, and that is not the case. I'm becoming more and more convinced that the situation we have is that the rest of the globe is so destabilized right now that it's finding its way into very safe assets. Obviously, U.S. Treasuries are one of those. And I think the trend is going to continue to be lower. That 10-year bond yield, I wouldn't be surprised to see it hit, you know, 130 to 135 range. We're around 150 right now. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the 30-year bond yield come on down to roughly 1.5. And I never would have dreamed that I'd be saying that. But that's just how bad it is around the world. And so the U.S. is sort of the last man standing in this situation, and we'll see where it goes. And then the other thing, too, these central banks don't have as much firepower as they used to. I mean, the EU over there, they've been doing, you know, QE for, I don't even know now, 4 or 5 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. This trade war is clearly, I think, making things a lot worse for China, and we talked about that yesterday. But it was nice to see green today. It really was, and that was brought about, as I said, from these crude oil stockpile numbers that we got in the U.S. And what's shocking to me, this is I think kind of where the rubber meets the road. You know, the market, equity markets, are obviously a really great indicator as well, and a phenomenal discounter of information. But we're only down like 4% from market highs or so, 4 to 5%. But yet we've got this inverted yield curve and U.S. Treasury bond yields just imploding. And I just don't buy it. If the U.S. was in that bad a shape, I think we'd see this U.S. market and our broad-based indexes, the S&P and the Dow, probably be a heck of a lot lower than where we are right now. So that's encouraging as well. So we'll see. I don't feel quite as bad about things at the moment. Now, if the data were to suddenly shift, we're gonna, you know, we would change our mind on that. But at the moment, you know, hanging tough, as they say.
Yeah, and we were talking with our friend David Blackman, the Texas guy, who says we might see gas prices. It's not so much that crude, you know, because like you say, healthy oil prices are good because people who are invested in the markets and so forth, that needs to stay at a certain level. But he said they're going to be switching to winter blends soon, and those are cheaper. So we might even see it in a place like this, especially if you're the proverbial you know what, I do have a MAPCO card. I get 7 cents off a gallon every Thursday and Sunday, and I could be paying less than two. I almost did this weekend. It was like 207. And we have become an energy independent nation. So it's not like, you remember a couple of weeks ago when Iran was saber rattling in the Gulf with drones and things like that, and Trump kept his cool with that. But in the past, Brandt, and you are, I'm sure, remember this, whenever there was some type of a situation that made the Middle East even shakier than usual, they'd be raising the price on gas that was already in the ground because they were fearful that supplies could be interrupted and there might be lines and all that stuff that I lived through in the 70s and was awful. Buying gas every other day, you know, if you had an odd number at the end of your plate, you could only buy gas on an odd number day unless you knew somebody. It was just horrible, horrible system.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for the time, prices, well, they weren't a whole lot lower than they are right now. That's 30, 40 years ago. So I've seen all of this, and it's nice to know that we've got a president who's, you know, freed the industry to give us that extra security where we can't be kept under OPEC's thumb, so to speak.
Well, no, I agree with you. I really do. And, you know, it also, you know, a little bit of what you were talking about, you know, the refining process is also a huge part of the equation. And so when you're not so dependent on having to import energy sources or importing crude, it gives you better lead times. It gives you better visibility in terms of refining and all of that type thing, and that helps as well, particularly when it comes to U.S. consumers and price movements, et cetera. And so that's another great benefit of our energy independence. But those numbers were good today. That was a breath of fresh air for me. I mean, you would I'm just telling you, if the U.S. was right on the verge of a recession, you wouldn't see this huge drawdown.
Right.
Like we saw.
And again, you know, I understand, especially for folks that have dollars invested, you want to see consistency, you want to see green more than you do red. But many times now, when we had that extended downfall in the market at the end of last year, and we've had a couple of big correction days this year, the market quickly rights itself and starts growing back again. So that loss, was it Friday? Thursday or Friday, we had the 800 point day down. Almost all of that's been recouped.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I tell you, you know, when you look around the world and you look at those markets, even some of the smaller economies, but still very meaningful, like Korea, down 40%. Chinese stock market getting crushed. And on, you know, I could go all the way around the world and give you all the performance numbers, but the point is that with the U.S. still hovering around or close to all-time highs and experiencing volatility around the average or around the mean, if you will, if that's the worst case when the rest of the world is in a downward trend, then, you know, that might be the pain that we endure to fight this trade war or to, you know, kind of get through to the other side. And hopefully, you know, that'll be the limit of, you know, the pain that we have to deal with. But in the meantime, these yields are really something. I got to tell you, I look at it sometimes and I can't believe my eyes. It's just, I mean, this is historic. Seriously, this is a very historic situation, watching Treasury bond yields move in such broad, sweeping, colossal moves like they have. And probably, as I said at the beginning of the show, a lot more downside yields to come.
Brant, we thank you for your time. And friends, this is the expertise that's available to you on a personal basis if you'd like to start preparing for your financial future. You don't have to bring your checkbook or a suitcase full of cash. Just make a call to 387-0094 and sit down and meet Brant and the incredible people he's got at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and start thinking ahead. Do what I didn't do. You have a chance to build for your future. I mean, it's never too late. Don't get me wrong. I want to be real clear on that. It's never too late. But the sooner you start, the more you're going to have. And that nest egg is a nice thing. As time passes, there's always a crisis here and there. You'll feel like you got some coverage. That's 387-0094 McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And by the way, they can also consult you for personal and individual insurance needs as well at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we will talk tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow's our 14th anniversary of this afternoon extravaganza.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. Yeah.
We're celebrating. We got stuff planned for the show, and we're actually having an ice cream party tonight at Baumhauer's, so it'll be fun.
That's good.
You take care, my friend.
All right, buddy. You too.
All right, 387-0094 for McDonald and Hagen.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. I'm jealous. He just watched Aaron Judge hit a home run in Seattle. Ah, the Yankees up in that game 6-2. Where the hell's Joey? Well, let's get some traffic on.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your 5 o'clock traffic, and we have some problems on the interstates. I-85 has its normal slowdown around the interchange, so be careful there. Once you go north on I-65, there's a couple of things that are going to slow you down. First of all, there is a slowdown right at the Northern Boulevard. That's not a big one. You're going to see another slowdown when you get up near Cobbs Ford Road due to a disabled vehicle on the side of the road. If you're on the boulevard, it is crowded. Be careful. Watch the traffic around you, and be careful at the intersections. If you're headed up Highway 231 towards Wetumpka, there's a slowdown at the River Bridge, and it's really jammed up around the casino. Let's be careful as we get home this afternoon. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
All right, one of the people we've amused you with over the years, Tim Hawkins, we've got one of his classics coming up at the end of this very brief break.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
United for your comfort. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region, and that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So a while back, I put out a Facebook post asking people for ideas of Christian cuss words. I got over 10,000 responses from you freaks. Now, none of these is for me. You can't put it on me. Over 10,000 from you bozos. It took me 2 weeks to go through them, and I whittled it down to about 100 or so Christian alternative cuss words that you could use. I haven't memorized it yet, but I'd like to recite it for you right now. So Christians, just take these and cuss up a storm. Listen up. Here we go. Shucks, rats, gadzooks, shizzle. Toot. Not toot. Crapola. Which I guess is Spanish for crap. I don't know. Crapola. You almost stepped in crapola. Or it's the worst crayon color ever. Hey, who's got the crapola over here? Trying to draw a tree trunk. I need to stop taking my crapola. Holy moly, holy stinking moly, holy guacamole, holy mackle, holy cow, holy smokes, holy buckets, buckethead, turd. You like turd, don't you, sir? You're going to be using you some turd. Bull Twinkie, shut the front door. Bleep. That's all it says. Bleep. Ah, what the bleep? Not toot. Oh, that guy bleeped and he tooted. Wow, he is mad. That is one bleeping tootin' turd right over there. What the hay snot, bull snot, bugger snot, fart knocker! Wow! What does that mean? Who's at the door, Daddy? Some fart knocker. Tell him to go away.
Now, Daddy said, go away, fart knocker. We don't want you here. He knew it was you by the way he's knocking, fart knocker.
Shut the front door, fart knocker. Bob Saget, Pat Sajak. That's genius, man. That's my favorite one.
You stub your toe?
Pat Sajak!
Alex Trebek, what's going on around here? What the Bob Barker was that? Now I have a Wink Martindale on my toe.
Malarkey, doo-doo, caca, Bolshevik.
That was close.
That was closer than a fart knocker right there, wasn't it?
Darn it, dad burn it, dag damn it, consarn it, confound it, doggone it, dad blame it, dad gum it, dad blast it!
And suck eggs. That's all I have so far, Christians. Take those. Cuss up a storm. Cuss like the wind.
Tim Hawkins, who I think is in town, if he hasn't been already, like this weekend. I think at a church on Vaughan Road, and I haven't heard a word about it from anybody. I don't know if the guy does interview. We'd love to have him on. Be fun. We play a lot of his stuff. I wonder if 84 will celebrate my anniversary by wearing yoga pants to Baumhauer's tonight. There's something to think about.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Let's see. I've been browsing through the comments. Oh, jeez. We are all doomed. Okay, that's very optimistic.
Yeah, he was in town August 9th.
Okay. So. We never heard from anybody about that. Anyway, I think the prevailing concern in this is who's most qualified, who's got the experience. There is great concern over the history of Mr. Reed's father. And I don't want to insult anybody's family, but let's face it, we got an eyewitness account of some of the stuff that went on. They changed the name on that building for a reason. That does not mean that Mr. Reed is one of the finalists. It can't help him. That's just human nature. One of the reasons I like David is because he's a businessman. And as we just discussed with Brant, we're seeing what a businessman's approach can bring to government. Why not? See, the problem with government and the people that are in it, and that's all they've done. Bernie Sanders has never made a frickin' dime working in the private sector. He's never risked a dollar of his own money on anything except his campaigns. And they call themselves public servants. No, you're not a public servant. You're an elected official. And yes, you are there to serve the public, but public servants to me are people that do stuff for free. And if a seat in Congress suddenly became a non-paying position or paid a minimal salary with expenses, I mean, they make 170 grand a year, whatever it is, how much do they get per congressperson to run a staff and maintain an office and do all of that? That's where you look at Ilhan Omar. How much? 200,000? She could be on her way to jail. She should be. Between the screwy way she got into the country and with the dubious expenditures from her office, let's see if somebody has the guts to let this woman know, no, it doesn't work that way in America. But you'll still have AOC and the other mouth, Rashida Tlaib, who is, to me, there's a lot of politicians I find repugnant and disgusting. Her, maybe more than anybody. It's crazy. And again, is this going to end up becoming... I told you about this a few weeks ago. I went to look at the Sunday paper, and what's the headline on the advertiser? We've never had a black mayor. My reaction is, so what? The day of this historic election... Look, a lot of people naively thought that electing Barack Obama into the White House was going to absolve the notion that this was a racist country, that if somebody was qualified and had a good plan, we would vote for them regardless of color. And Obama had tremendous support from, he had to, you have to get elected to anything on a national level. And then proceeded, we hadn't, I don't remember how long it had been, but we had not had a race riot in this country until after that man was elected into office. So stop with the crap that Trump's the great divider, yada, yada, yada. They're still playing with a full deck of race cards on the other side. And it's disgusting.
David Grimes just called and said they get $2.5 million to run the office.
The congressional office. Hmm. So it's easy to see how funds could be misspent. That's the thing with Omar. She's supposedly this guy whose wife filed a divorce action naming Ilhan Omar as the other woman, also ended up with a couple of $100,000 in funds. And, oh, yeah, we're looking into it. I want to see some frickin' indictments. That was the part of the conversation with David Blackman was, okay, Mr. Barr, you've had about 6 months. Let's get going. Or, like so many, we don't know how much harassment, how many manila envelopes get dropped off from ominous sources suggesting maybe you should leave this alone if you want to live. You don't think that happens? I don't think that's a TV show. I think that's a reality. There are still people to this day who claim that Justice Roberts was compromised on the Obamacare vote because of something to do with the adoption of his kids. Knowing what we know about Barack Obama and the way he ran the regime, you have to give some thought that that's a credible accusation. Speaking of incredible, we had a call earlier this week on the morning show from a lady named Sharon about our friends at Infusion. And this is really, really significant.
Talk to Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. I called to absolutely sing the praises of Hyacinth.
Oh, you did Infusion.
I bought my best friend a treatment because she has early stage Parkinson's. That's so bad that she literally has to take her right hand and put it around the wrist of her left hand to get a fork to her mouth.
Oh, man. And it's helped?
My God, we sat and cried all afternoon. It was just remarkable.
There's more in the call, but this is the ISIS program that sends microcurrents into the brain and has helped with issues like Parkinson's, stroke recovery, and can help pretty much anybody. They call the process brain resetting. You sit there for 15 or 20 minutes, you don't feel anything. It's very comfortable. But you will notice subtle changes. I think I'll give you a quick example. I had a treatment last week, and I went home, and I wrote my magazine column in 90 minutes. It just came together because my focus was good. It's helped me sleep and sleep deeper. You know, I have a lot of nights where I wake up every, 60 to 90 minutes and try and go back to sleep, but not continuous. I've been able to get 4 to 6 hours of continuous sleep on my crazy schedule. That's a big deal to me. IASIS, I-A-S-I-S, at Infusion, along with all the other great services they offer, including IV, vitamin therapy for an instant boost to your energy, to your immune system, whatever you choose to work on. Cryotherapy for, Joey uses it.
Oh, all the time. I was there this morning.
All right. And a staff that can explain. There's so much there that can improve your life. Better, you should just call 296-1662 or visit Infusion Cryo, C-R-Y-O, Infusion Cryo and Laser.com and see what's there on that menu for you to make your life a little more livable, a little less painful, and a lot more fun.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Montgomery Skywatch, cruising through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and we are accident-free in the River Region, but that doesn't mean you're not going to have some slowdowns. We have lots of those for you. We have one on I-85 as you approach the interchange. Once you leave the interchange headed north on I-65, there is a slowdown almost immediately when you get on 65. It goes away right after the Northern Boulevard. Be careful in that area. If you are headed out of town on 85 north, be careful around Taylor Road because there's a slowdown between Taylor and Chantilly. The boulevard's packed full of traffic. It's especially busy between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, and there's a lot of congestion between Vaughn Road and the Atlanta Highway. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have better weather news for you. We have some nicer air coming in. You'll feel this evening, tonight, and tomorrow night. And in fact, a little cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, tolerable humidity, high around 92. Down to 67 by the first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still dry during the day on Friday, but random storms will return for the Labor Day weekend. Spotty storms here and there, plus a lot of humidity as well. Just in time for the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know. Right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Hey. 546 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Greg Vidal with the junior broadcasters. You've passed the junior point. You've paid your dues. But Seth Spotlow is a junior broadcaster.
Still. Indeed he is.
Woo!
How you doing, Seth?
Not as an insult. We all have to be a junior.
Got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
How am I?
Well,
I sound like Joe Biden.
You seem. How am I? You seem. Where am I? At peace with yourself today?
I am.
You feel centered. If that's the word.
I think the ISIS helps with that,
and
too.
It goes without saying, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. You look good today.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true, isn't it?
You know what
Scott?
It is? It's the fact that he made it through year 13.
Right.
Now, no, I mean, through year 14.
Oh, right. This is the beginning of the 15th year?
Beginning of the 15th year.
Right.
Yeah, 15 will be a big one next year for just being here.
No, and I think there's something to the idea if you're at peace, like inside.
Yeah,
that you'll exude it.
You know,
it'll be
is?
Like glowing, except without the pregnancy.
I can see it.
You know, you get to my age and you really start to appreciate 50? The value of
You're 50.
Yeah, sure. Of each day, and I certainly have nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
I have. Achieve something pretty unique in this business because I got my first. I'm not talking about how long it's been. Anyway, we're having an ice cream party at Baumhauer's to celebrate something simple, and really, it's just a chance for me to say thanks.
Now that you're on keto, do you mooch less? For a while people were ordering those sweet potato fries and dipping them in the Thai chili sauce, and they're great, so I don't really knock you for mooching, but that's what it is. And you're a very generous man. I'm not saying this is how you are your whole life. It doesn't encapsulate Greg, but at Baumhauer's, when you're ordering things for the family, you then pick off of community plates.
I never mooched a french fry at Baumhauer's. All right, well, I may have dropped a hint. Oh, that sweet potato fry and that Thai sweet barbecue sauce looks great.
And I respond to that by, well, yeah, it does. Get your own.
But since I've been doing keto, now I steal people's broccoli when they're not looking.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Only the healthy stuff.
Good for you. Yeah. I like that.
5:48, for those of you who missed it this morning.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
This guy, you know, I've said many times, and you are my witness to this, young Joey, that one of the downfalls of man will be his ability to take naked pictures of himself and send them without having to go to Walgreens and get them developed.
It's very popular these days.
It's caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. That's not the case in this story, though. There was a time, and I mentioned this on the air this morning, years ago, when it became popular to sit on a copy machine and have it copy your ass crack. That ended at our business when somebody sat on it and broke the glass. You can imagine.
Who sat on it?
It was actually a woman.
Of course. Well, guys,
was she a bit zofty? Plump? Look like she had a tire around her waist?
I don't think it was that. I think she sat down rather vigorously.
Oh.
Broke the panel.
Lady, it's not like a dryer or anything.
I thought of this only because our rocket scientist today was a guy who masterminded a break-in at a Toronto business. And he could have gotten away with it, except he just couldn't resist the temptation to put his face over the copy machine and make a copy of his puss and then forget to take it with him when he left after conducting the burglary. That's a rocket scientist. Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't it make the shape of a heart? Or isn't it supposed to? If you, you sit,
you
on,
sit
it.
On it?
Yeah.
I have.
Well, it depends on your butt.
I've never seen one of those butt. For the days when you could squeeze it into an 8.5 by 11 instead of having to go in for the long paper.
I think for shit. Most men, it would be like, what are we even looking at here? Like, there's no shape really at all, even people in shape. Whereas some ladies, it would kind of look like a pumpkin.
Or peach.
Yeah.
Big peach.
Or a heart, like you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy Valentine's Day.
Or like a very plump apple.
And I thought he'd be wearing yoga pants.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. I don't think the audience is ready for this good-looking SOB right here.
Life in the cul-de-sac.
Man. I am,
Now, this is mayor material right here.
Most definitely.
And by the way, I've been meaning to ask you, are you related to Bibby Simmons?
Y'all both like chicken, don't you?
Have you ever seen me in the same room with Bibby Simmons?
Y'all look like you're related. I'm being serious.
First cousin. Wife removed.
Join us for the ice cream spectacular tonight at Baumhauer's. I guess everybody else will be real busy here on the Joey Show. It's okay. Hey, let's, you know, we've got to take a look.
Wait, are you disappointed?
Huh?
Are you disappointed?
Nah.
Are you sad? A little resentful?
No.
You can yell at me if you like.
No, I don't want to yell.
No, you can. If you want to, you can. If you don't, yeah, right.
I ranted over to schools. Okay. That was enough today.
It's okay.
I do, though, want to update that. Jay Scott's at the Yankee Mariners game.
Right.
I said, and I told him, and it's 6-2 Yanks in the bottom of the eighth inning there.
Yeah, you got to watch out for those Yankees. They invade every corner of the earth.
It's just, they're starting pitching. I'm not too sure about the playoffs. But anyway.
Nah, ye have little faith.
He got to watch Aaron Judge hit a home run.
That's pretty awesome. Did you see the other photo he posted? He said, 3,000 miles from home, and home still finds me.
There's a kid in a Biscuits hat.
Yeah.
That's like awesome. In the next seat over.
Apparently, Biscuits memorabilia is very popular all over the country because that mascot is adorable.
That's
a little weird.
Remember yesterday when we got a call from somebody who wondered why the Biscuits had canceled their games?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know. That story is just awful.
And they think it was a family member?
Yeah, I believe it was his wife's brother.
Yeah.
Good Lord, man.
And the worst part is that video's floating around the internet, and people don't know what it is. And it's terrible.
Is that the video? The guy was running naked. Around naked, yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, I just saw that. I didn't realize that was the same
that's
guy.
Him, yeah.
But I certainly think the Biscuits did right by him and the team. Canceling yesterday. I don't know what the plan is moving forward, but man, our hearts out to Mr. Bivens and everybody connected with the team. That's, the Angels went through that this year. They lost one of their pitchers who just passed at age 27. That's that dangerous age, man. 27. And that's hard enough to accept, but when you have somebody that's gone through this, the murder of a wife, baby, and man, I just don't know how you work with that. It is 5:54. I'm sorry, I don't mean to get into, but that was a shocking story when we became aware.
No, that was actually, that wasn't tonight's topic, but it's serious. I feel for him. And the Biscuits are the right thing.
Yeah. 5 minutes before the topic, what are you guys going to be chit-chatting up today?
I found a story about alligators. I think I'm going to really touch on you problems once again.
My problems?
Not you. You, in general. Like, problems that only you, Greg, can fix, that Joey can fix for Joey, that Seth can fix for Seth. And,
you mean,
I'm not even going to mention
something.
It's going
to be a show about ED?
Well, hypothetically, I guess I could address that, but...
Hey, it's a you problem.
No, it definitely is.
You got a problem.
It definitely is. And sometimes it's not always, a physical issue. Maybe you just don't love the person.
Actually, doing there was setting something up, which I discover I don't have in the system. Electrical dysfunction, remember that?
Wait, you set something up.
I set up, I was going to pull that out and play it.
And it just wasn't there.
It's not...
Oh, no.
It's gone.
I love the layers.
ED, you can't pull it out.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the layers are just... I hope you have fun at your anniversary party, Greg.
Yeah, happy 14.
Well, thank you very much, guys. And here's to 14 more, except at my age we talk days and not years. Minutes. Hours.
Seconds.
5:56.
Wow, Seth.
We, at our house, next time you guys come over, you're going to see some changes that look really nice. We went to John Lee Paint's. We bought the solar-proof exterior because we're doing some exterior trim painting, and we're eager to see. We already have the paint. They mixed us. It's sort of like a very light, bright teal color, which will accent the front of the house. And it'll be facing the sun year-round, literally facing the sun at some point during the day. So we need a paint that's going to stand up. And at John Lee Paints, their solar-proof is the paint that does exactly that. For interior painting, how amazing it was. We'd kind of taken it for granted, but when we put our house on the market to show those interior pictures that Eddie Bader took, to see that interior where we used Richard's paint, still looking great, deep, rich color after all those years. Go for the quality. And John Lee Paints, they can not only sell you the best paints on the planet, but they've got people there that can consult you on what brushes and rollers to use. They'll ask questions about the surface you're painting. You may have questions about how to patch a hole or to smooth out a surface. They can answer all of that for you so that when you begin your project, you will have everything you need to complete it and have that professional look. And if you need a professional painter, they can... That's where the professional painters go, John Lee. So they can connect you with somebody if you'd rather have somebody else do the work. Either way, it's a legacy business with 3.5 decades plus in their location just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard, John Lee Paints.
Montgomery Skywatch making it through our 5 o'clock rush hour, and things are returning to normal traffic flow. We still have lots of folks on the boulevard, so be careful. There's some crowding up around the Troy Highway and around Vaughan Road. You also are going to have a slowdown still on I-85 in the downtown area and on I-65 right after you leave the interchange. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see any major delays for you. Just be careful as you head to the house. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Puerto Rico spared from the worst of Hurricane Dorian.
Now moves in across the Bahamas.